Picard by Arnold Bennett. Read by Peter Joyce. Side one. Edward Henry Machin first saw the smoke on the 27th of May, 1867, in Brougham Street, Bursley, the most ancient of the five towns. Brougham Street runs down from St. Luke's Square straight into the Shropshire Union Canal and consists partly of buildings known as potbanks, until they come to be sold by auction, when auctioneers describe them as extensive earthenware manufactories, and partly of cottages, whose highest rent is 4 and 6 a week. In such surroundings was an extraordinary man born. He was the only anxiety of a widowed mother, who gained her livelihood, and his, by making up ladies' own materials, in ladies' own houses. Mrs. Machin, however, had a speciality apart from her vocation. She could wash flannel with less shrinking than any other woman in the district, and she could wash fine lace without ruining it. Thus often she came to sew and remained to wash. A somewhat gloomy woman, thin, with a tongue. But I liked her. She saved a certain amount of time every day by addressing...